2, Early Cultures in Our Land. Chapter Preview, Terms. Prehistoric people, archaeologist, artifact, petroglyph, fossil, anthropologist, nomadic, atlatl, protohistoric, viceroy, barter, totem, shaman, polygamy. People. Paleo-Indians, Archaic Indians, Woodland Indians, Plains Village Indians, Mound Builders. Places. Beringia, Spiro Mounds. Historians and scientists help us make sense of today's complex world by continually seeking answers to our past. They try to find patterns and establish meaning by studying artifacts and documents from people of earlier times and places. This exciting exploration of our past is a continual process. New techniques and technological advancements work hand in hand, helping us discover information about our ancient past. Section 1, The Earliest People. As you read, look for how anthropologists and archaeologists learn about ancient peoples, the various prehistoric cultures in Oklahoma, vocabulary terms, prehistoric people, archaeologist, artifact, petroglyph, fossil, anthropologist, nomadic, atlatl, and protohistoric. Millions of years after the dinosaurs became extinct, the first prehistoric people, those who lived before recorded history, reached the Americas. Archaeologists have discovered over time many artifacts that tell us that these people in America came here some 12,000 to 25,000 years ago. Archaeologists are scientists who study ancient cultures by examining what they have left behind. Searching for clues. Artifacts can include any item made or used by people, such as pottery, tools, bone, jewelry, and paintings. Artifacts also include petroglyphs, pictures or symbols that convey an idea. Artifacts may be found on the surface of the ground or near a waterway, often by a landowner or someone hunting or fishing. They also may be discovered in an archaeological dig, the excavation of a site where people lived or worked. Archaeologists very carefully dig, document, and study any fragment of an artifact they discover. These scientists usually spend a considerable amount of time piecing together the artifacts to help tell us more about the people who came before us. Fossils, which are traces or remains of living things, also tell us about the lives of animals, birds, and people. When a plant or animal dies, it is usually completely destroyed or it decays. If the remains were buried before they were destroyed, and if the conditions are just right, the remains are preserved as fossils. Usually it is teeth, bones, or shells that are fossilized. Archaeologists determine the age of an artifact in various ways. They sometimes use carbon dating, in which the isotope carbon-14 is analyzed to obtain age estimates on organic matter. DNA studies, fluorine dating, testing fluorine in bones and soils to determine age, and dendrochronology, counting the number of annual rings in wood to learn its age, are also methods of determining the age of an artifact. Even fossil pollen found in sediment can be a clue to learn the types of plants that were living at the time the plant or animal died. Archaeologists are not the only scientists who study artifacts. Experts in such various fields as zoology, geology, physics, and botany can provide valuable information. Anthropologists study artifacts, fossils, cave drawings, trails, and oral history to learn the culture of a group and how groups of people lived. Prehistoric people are identified by cultural periods. No two cultures were exactly alike. People learned from those who lived before them, discovered new things, and taught what they knew to their children, much as we do today. Cultural changes took place slowly, and cultural periods in history overlapped, often by 1,000 years or more. Prehistoric cultures. Most experts believe that the earliest people came to America from Asia. During the last ice age, massive glaciers covered much of the northern part of Earth. The glaciers held a great amount of ocean waters, which meant that the sea levels were much lower. Land that is now in modern times covered by the oceans was at that time dry and exposed. One such area of land is believed to have joined Asia and North America along what is now called the Bering Strait. The Bering Land Bridge was part of a grassland area called Beringia. Warm ocean currents kept the land free of ice, allowing animals and people to make their way from Asia south into the heart of North America. Over 16,000 prehistoric and early Native American sites have been explored in Oklahoma. Vast amounts of information have been carefully harvested from these sites and others around the globe. Paleo-Indians. Over many years, the nomadic, wandering from place to place, big game hunters followed the animals, their food source, deeper into parts of America. The part of America we now know as Oklahoma had a much more temperate climate than it does today. Summers were cooler and the winters were milder. Rainfall was more abundant, which allowed grasses and trees and other vegetation to thrive. Many animals of the time were also much larger than animals of today. The enormous game animals in prehistoric Oklahoma included gigantic 6-foot-tall bison, short-faced bear, camel, horse, ground sloth the size of today's elephant, a small antelope, mastodon, and Columbian and imperial mammoths. In 1961, scientists discovered evidence in southwestern Oklahoma of the Paleo-Indian prehistoric hunters. They found the bones of a Columbian mammoth at the Cooperton site in Kiowa County. Rocks also found at the site may have been used as hammerstones and as anvils to break the bones and retrieve the marrow, much as African tribes still do with elephant bones. Yet another early site has been found in Woods County in the northwestern part of our state. Tiny flakes of chert, a type of sedimentary rock, and bones from a large bison were discovered at the Burnham site. Soil deposits at the site date to about 30,000 years ago, although the chert flakes have not been conclusively dated to that time. Later Paleo-Indian cultures include the Clovis and Folsom people. These cultures lived in Oklahoma from 8,000 to 12,000 years ago, 10,000 to 6,000 B.C. Clovis people. The mammoth-hunting Clovis people were named after the New Mexico site where their artifacts were first reported. These people had little more than spears for weapons, which meant they had to be close to their prey. Some may have disguised themselves under animal pelts, and some may have driven animals into natural traps or stampeded them over cliffs. The Clovis spear point, usually 3 to 4 inches long, was made by chipping away or applying pressure to create a rough, fluted, grooved edge. It took hours of hard work to make a point, and too much pressure could crack the stone. Great skill was required to make such spear points, a process known as flint napping. The point was then possibly attached to a bone foreshaft and then the wooden spear shaft. An important Clovis site in Oklahoma was discovered near Stecker in Caddo County in 1961. The Domabo Canyon site revealed a young Columbian mammoth that was about 14 feet tall at the shoulder and would have weighed some 10 tons. Excavators found spear points and fragments at the site, which had remained hidden for about 11,000 years. As the population of mammoths dwindled, Clovis hunters turned to bison for food. 10 bison were needed to produce the same amount of food as did one or two mammoths. One of the newer sites to be discovered is Jake Bluff, just north of Woodward County. Clovis points made from flint from the Texas Panhandle were found at the bison kill site. Folsom people. Culture changes happen slowly, resulting in one culture overlapping another. Like the Clovis hunters, the hunters we call the Folsom people continued to hunt using spears. The Folsom spear point, however, was smaller and had a finer point with more delicate fluting. Folsom sites found in Oklahoma include the Cooper Bone Bed, a bison kill in Harper County, and the Wall site, a possible camp from this period near Laverne in Harper County. 3 separate bison kills have been documented in the arroyo or gully at the Cooper site. The spear points found there were made from stone common to Austin and Amarillo, Texas, and to northwestern Kansas. This suggests that the hunters were very mobile. Another exciting discovery was a red zigzag, probably depicting a lightning bolt, which had been painted on a bison skull. The red paint was prepared from local stone rich in iron, the blood red mineral. The skull is among the earliest painted art found thus far in North America. Experts believe the art is evidence that hunting practices of the Folsom people also involved other parts of their culture, such as rituals. The Dalton people lived some 9,000 to 10,000 years ago in eastern Oklahoma. They hunted deer and other game animals and ate wild plants. The Packard site in Mays County in northeastern Oklahoma revealed some 9,500 years of human occupation. The first hunters came to visit the Packard site nearly 5,000 years before the first Egyptian pyramid was built. Today this site is covered by the waters of Lake Hudson. The Perry Ranch site in Jackson County also dates to about the same time period. The spear points found at the site were made of a special kind of chert known as alabates. This rock may have come from the Texas Panhandle. The large animals of the Great Plains died out about 10,000 years ago for reasons that are not yet known. The climate may have changed, or the people may have hunted the animals to extinction. The smaller animals that began to roam the area included deer, turkey, rabbit, raccoon, squirrel, wolf, coyote, antelope, prairie dog, and the all-important bison, forerunner of today's buffalo. The giant bison bull was about 30% larger than our modern buffalo. Although the early people were hunters, they probably lived in small bands of families. Some evidence suggests they built small temporary houses with pole frames that were probably covered with hides or brush. They knew how to make and use fire. These people also carved knife handles, awls, and beads from bone and wood. The animals they killed provided food, and the hides were made into clothing, containers, and covers for shelters. They made the bison sinew or tendon into thread and string and the bones into tools and ornaments. Archaic culture foragers. The huge ice glaciers had for the most part receded by 7,000 years ago, 5,000 BC. A warmer climate developed and lasted until about 2,500 years ago. Drier summers caused the forest to decrease. The change in environment caused the prehistoric people to adjust their way of life, and a new culture began to appear. The foragers of the archaic culture were still hunters, but modern types of animals were their prey. Dogs became domesticated during this time. Increasing populations of people and conflicts with other groups caused the foragers to hunt in more localized areas. They harvested nuts, berries, roots, and seeds. They ground hard plant foods, seeds, nuts, grains, in small sandstone basins or matates, to crack the grains or to make flour. Forager people stored the grains and flour in baskets made from reeds and plants. They used stone axes to dig plants and to cut trees and brush for shelters and tools. Plant fibers and roots were made into baskets, nets, and string, which they used to snare small animals and to carry things. Stone hooks and string were used to fish or hang food. Pieces of bone and antler became spear points, needles, awls, punches, and atlatl hooks. An important new weapon that appeared in this period was the atlatl. The atlatl was a short wooden shaft with a hook at the end that was used to throw darts with more force and accuracy. With this invention, the hunter could kill from a greater distance and have more time to escape if he missed the target. The smaller dart gave the hunter an advantage in that he could carry more darts. The forager people may have used shelters with pole frames to live in as they hunted in their areas. Some in northeastern Oklahoma used natural caves and bluff overhangs along the rivers as their shelter. A severe drought gripped our state in the middle of the archaic period, but many of the people adapted. One group that endured is known as the Calf Creek culture. Evidence of these hunter-gatherers has been found along the Washita River just north of the Arbuckle Mountains in Murray County, as well as four other locations in the state. This culture is distinguished by their finely made spear points. Forager sites have been found across the state. An early site from this period is Pumpkin Creek in Love County. This area was used from about 9,000 to 7,500 years ago. Dry sheltered caves near Kenton in the Panhandle preserved the story of one group of foragers for almost 4,000 years. The people ate buffalo, deer, antelope, elk, jackrabbit, cottontail, coyote, wildcat, badger, eagle, wild turkey, and mice. They mixed ground pinion nuts with wild plums and berries to make round, flat cakes similar to a donut. They knew how to start a fire with a wood drill. They made bags from prairie dog skins, sandals of yucca leaves with soles of cedar bark, colorful mats, rugs, baskets, and cradles. The earliest human skeleton found in Oklahoma was discovered in Comanche County and dates from about 7,000 years ago. Other skeletons have been discovered in eastern Oklahoma that are between 5,000 and 2,000 years old. Woodland culture. Farming began to replace foraging about 2,000 years ago as the woodland culture emerged. The early farmers needed to stay in one place so they could plant, cultivate, and harvest their crops of pigweed, goosefoot, squash, corn, beans, and sunflowers. They began to build better shelters and live in villages. Since they weren't moving around as much, they could make more and heavier things, such as clay pots and heavy grinding stones. Farming appears to have first developed in four regions of Oklahoma. These are the Grand River area in the northeast, the Washita Mountains in the southeast, the Cimarron River area in the Panhandle, and along the Canadian and Washita Rivers in the central and western parts of our state. River valley areas were close to water, easier to plow, and provided shelter and game. The early farms were more like garden plots. Cultivating was done by hand using wooden sticks and hoes made from flint, bone, stone, or mussel shell. Crops were planted in clusters. Most crops were harvested in the fall after the seeds had ripened and dried. Seeds were then ground using grinding stones and sandstone basins. The early farming people made pottery by shaping clay that had been mixed with ground bone, shell, or sand. They baked the shaped pot at a high temperature, causing it to become hard. The bow and arrow and other new tools came into use about this time. The bow and arrow made hunting easier. The axe, made of stone, was both a weapon and a tool. They also developed an axe with a cutting edge on both sides. Celts were similar to small axes and may have been used like wedges. The adze was similar to an axe, but it was fastened to a handle at a right angle and used for hollowing logs and such. In 1900, a group of archaeologists from the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C., traveled to Afton in northeastern Oklahoma to investigate a discovery by Dr. D.H. Harper. Dr. Harper had found 150 artifacts of flint and bone in the bottom of Afton Spring. The artifacts included arrowheads, spear points, knives and blades from various periods, and bones from mastodons with teeth as long as 18 inches. One distinctive arrowhead in particular had a leaf-like shape and was made from an unusual kind of flint. The unusual arrowhead was named the Afton Point. Archaeological sites for this culture have been found at the Ralston Rogers site in Seminole County and on the bank of the Forche Moline Creek at the McCutcheon-McLaughlin site in Latimer County. Plains Village Farmers. The Plains Village farming groups lived in Oklahoma from about 1,200 to 500 years ago. The climate was probably similar to today, with alternating years of good rainfall and drought, making farming risky but possible. These people grew corn, beans, squash, gourds, sunflowers, and tobacco. Women apparently tended the crops and made the pottery, while the men were probably the hunters. They hunted bison and deer, as well as many smaller animals. Hickory nuts, walnuts, hackberry seeds, wild cherries and plums, persimmons, and other wild plants provided food, dyes, and medicine. Villages of about 100 people were scattered along the waterways. Square or rectangular houses were built with posts of red cedar or cottonwood. The walls were made of sticks or cane that were covered with a clay and grass mixture. The entryway was a short, above-ground tunnel. Steep roofs were covered with prairie grass. Fireplaces for cooking were used both inside and outside the houses. A Plains Village farming group in the Panhandle was similar to the more southern people, except that their houses had stone foundations. Artifacts found at the Roy Smith site in Beaver County suggest that the people may have participated in a trade system that extended to the Pacific Ocean. The Mound Builders. About this same time, a different prehistoric culture was living in eastern Oklahoma. This culture's signature mounds can be visited today at the Spiro Mounds State Archaeological Park. The mounds were built by the Caddo people, called the Spiro Mound Builders. Some experts believe the Caddo were ancestors of historic Caddo and Wichita groups who adopted the customs of the southeastern United States Mound Builders. Others believe the Caddo may have been a branch of the Cahokian Mound Builders from the Mississippi and Ohio River valleys, or linked to tribes in Mexico. The unique burials and artwork suggest they were part of the larger Mississippian culture. Evidence of the Caddoan culture has been found at several sites in eastern Oklahoma, in addition to the Spiro site. Most of the Caddoan people lived in small farming communities in the nearby countryside, with one large, centrally located village. The central buildings in each village may have been used to keep track of solar events and seasons. Houses were somewhat similar to those of the Plains Village farmers. Both Spiro men and women painted themselves with colorful paints made from clays and ground-up rocks. Men wore flat-top haircuts, sometimes with mohawk-type crest or beaded forelocks. They wore breech cloths with sashes and moccasins. The men were fine craftsmen who worked with stone, shell, and copper. They carved fancy stone tobacco pipes depicting people and animals. Some of the items used in their crafts included copper, shell, and turquoise, which were not available in this region. This suggests that they often traded items with other tribes. Women wore simple fringed skirts and aprons. Women tended the crops, homes, and children. They gathered persimmons, nuts, acorns, pecans, and wild fruits, including a yellow maypop, the fruit from the passion flower. The women wove cloth and lace using rabbit hair, wild hemp, wild cotton, and nettles. They made blankets of buffalo hair, rabbit fur, and feathers. All members of the clan wore jewelry that was made from rope and string, pearls, and seeds. The Spiro Mound Builders created Spiro's 12 mounds in layers, one basket load of dirt at a time. It is thought that one mound was used for burials, two were for temples, and nine were for houses or other buildings. In the 1930s, treasure hunters removed many of the remarkable artifacts from the site before an archaeological study could be done. The clues those artifacts might have revealed may never be known. The Spiro elite were part of a chiefdom. In a chiefdom, the highest-ranking person has control over critical resources. This control was probably over military leadership and trade in luxury items and farmers' products. The Spiro people continued to live in the area, but mound building ceased. More trips were made to the Western Plains to hunt buffalo. Early Plains Indians. About 500 years ago, the climate became too dry in the western part of the state for farming. This period of time is called proto-historic, the era between prehistoric and recorded history. The people once again resorted to the more nomadic way of life as they returned to hunting buffalo for their food. They also hunted deer, antelope, rabbit, or whatever they could find. They foraged for wild plant foods. Buffalo were vitally important to the early Plains Indians. The animals provided the people with food, clothing, shelter, and tools. Making jerky, dried meat, and pemmican, dried meat mixed with berries and fat, allowed the early Plains Indians to use buffalo meat long after the animal had been killed. Their shelters were grass houses and conical teepees covered with buffalo hide. These were easily moved, which was necessary when following the buffalo herds. At first, the Indians traveled on foot, since horses were not available. They used dogs as pack animals, pulling a type of sled made of two poles and a net, now called a travoy. These hunters may be the ancestors of a subgroup of Caddoan-speaking people referred to as Wichita. The Native American cultures by this time included a number of tribes and confederacies with different traditions, beliefs, and languages. Some of the hunters on the plains were Apache Indians. Other tribes may have been ancestors of the Kiowa. It's your turn. Number one, how do we know about prehistoric cultures? Number two, what is the difference between artifacts and fossils? Number three, what Oklahoma group built mounds? What was their purpose?